For 7.5 years, David Butler has led Habitat for Humanity of Greater Chattanooga as its president and CEO. Next month, he will be retiring. His work at Habitat includes a community partnership with Park Ridge Medical Center, United Way of Greater Chattanooga, and Marvine Knoll and her neighbors to renovate homes in the Orchard Knob area. David, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tell us more about your next step.
My next step is eventually to retire to the Atlanta area. Both of my kids live there. My goal with retirement is to stay busy. I've interviewed a number of people who have retired, some successfully, some not. I think some of the best advice I got was that you should treat retirement just like you did business. I mean, how do you want to spend your time and really plan it out? I have 3 or 4 goals in retirement and besides the family. I used to bike quite a bit and I'm going to get back into that. Years and years and years ago, I used to play the piano and my goal is to buy a piano and do that again. But I'm also planning to volunteer at a nonprofit. I'm not quite sure if it's going to be Habitat or not until I get down there and see what their needs are. That's what I'm doing in the future.
Let's talk about the past 7.5 years at Habitat for Humanity. What are some of the challenges that you and Habitat had to face during that time?
One of the things that I had to face is the fact that I never worked for a nonprofit before. One of the challenges I personally had was learning the things that I wasn't exposed to in the for-profit world, mainly fundraising and development and getting to know the community of Chattanooga better. When I got here, I would say that there was some major challenges in some areas. One, financial, which is not unusual for just about any nonprofit. Two is there was not a real active board. Our bylaws call for anywhere between 12 to 25 board members. When I got here, there were 11, and we had to ask a couple board members to roll off because they were not real committed to Habitat. And that's one of the things that I think was a big challenge, but also something that was really important to accomplish. And today we have 18 board members, and to a person, I think they are very committed to the mission, involved, etc. Other challenges, I think, was growth. Just like in the for-profit world, if your goal is to stay the same, you're going backwards. We've made a lot of changes over the last 7.5 years. You know, for about 28 or 29 years, all that Habitat did was to build new homes, which we continue to do, but what we've added is repairs. And in 7.5 years, actually in about 5 years, we've repaired over 100 homes. And then a significant amount of our revenue comes from our restores. We have had one downtown for a number of years, over 10 years. But we opened about 3.5 years ago, we opened another store in Ooltewah, which is 21,000 square feet. That certainly changes things to have multiple locations.
One accomplishment during your time, the Orchard Knob Collaborative, of which Habitat is a partner. When we last spoke, it was in the studio at WUTC, and it was before the pandemic, and we spoke about the Orchard Knob Collaborative.
Well, it really was the vision of Tom Osborne, who's the president and CEO of Park Ridge Hospital. He did the similar kinds of work in Nashville when he worked there. I was one of the first people that Tom reached out to, partly because Habitat had done some repair work previously in the Orchard Knob area. So he reached out to me. I was really motivated to join his vision, partly because of Tom. And I really felt like he had a heart for the community as well as kind of a business viewpoint. There were so many people that were coming to the hospital and going back into an unhealthy environment and then going back to the hospital again, that repairing the home and making the homes healthier was one of his primary goals, which is why he worked out to Habitat. Just to give you an overview of Orchard Knob, 33% of the residents are below the poverty level. There's a 10% unemployment rate. The median income is $19,200. And 70% of the households are single-parent households. So there's some real challenges in Orchard Knob. And the other person that he initially reached out to was Marvin Knoll, who's the head of the Homeowners Association. And Marvin has a long history with the association. And she said that a lot of people over the years have talked about doing things, maybe initially had the right intentions, but never came to fruition. So this is the first time in decades that things are happening. Habitat has repaired 5 houses already. We are in the midst of getting applications for 5 more, but it's also blossomed to include a lot of other nonprofits and agencies. So it's becoming more than just homes. It's becoming streetscapes, bike lanes, and really to involve all of the citizens there, which is instead of Tom or myself saying, this is what we need to do. We have long, exhaustive conversations and listening tours about what the residents feel need to happen. So to a large degree, that's what our plan is, what they told us needs to happen.
How do you see the work of Habitat going forward in this area as we continue to endure and hopefully one day, sooner rather than later, emerge from this pandemic, especially when we see the stories about affordable housing, about homelessness, about joblessness, about mental health?
Who knows what the future is going to provide, but our goal initially is to provide a healthy home for anybody who wants it done, wants us to work on their homes. We're not going to force anybody, but we're going to stay in Orchard Knob until we're done. I'm not sure exactly how long that's going to take. Part of it has to do with the residents. But our goal is to finish Orchard Knob. And there are other areas right around the hospital that the goal would be to go to another area, like Glenwood. This is a long-term commitment. You know, what Tom and I have talked about is not only repairing all the homes in Orchard Knob that need to be repaired, but there is some land that the hospital owns. So in addition to repairs, to build new homes where it's possible.
All right. David, thanks so much.
I appreciate it.